You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Researchers over at Oxford University's Wildlife Conservation Research Unit, based in Denmark, have recently discovered the world's oldest hedgehog. The hedgehog, who was named Thorvald, was 16 years old, 7 years older than the previous known record, and incredibly old compared to the average hedgehog age of two. I spoke to lead researcher Sophie Lund-Remsen about her research and what it means for hedgehog conservation.
So the Danish Hedgehog Project is a research project on European hedgehogs, and it's based on citizen science. So back in 2016, I asked the Danish citizens to collect dead hedgehogs for my research so that I could use the dead to understand the living, because we see a drastic decline in the populations of European hedgehogs all over Europe. And we want to discover what is causing this decline so we can stop it and save the hedgehogs in the wild. So the Danish citizens collected dead hedgehogs from all over Denmark back in 2016. Over 400 volunteers participated, and they collected a staggering 697 dead hedgehogs for my research.
How did you discover the 16-year-old hedgehog, Thorvald?
Yes, so what happened was that we necropsied all these dead hedgehogs. And the ones who had intact jaw bones, we used for age determination studies. So basically, what we can do is to cut micro-thin slices of their jaw bones and then dye them to make these earrings appear. And these earrings, they grow because the hedgehogs hibernate. And during hibernation, they stop growing. So the calcium in their bones there is sort of formed into rings while they're not growing. So they have these earrings. So basically, I could count the earrings of the hedgehog jaw bones to see how old each individual became before it died. And I did that 388 times because we had jaw bones from 388 individuals. And then suddenly one day, when I was looking in the microscope, I could tell that this was a very old hedgehog because I could see a lot of lines. And I started counting, and suddenly I reached 16. And I was just amazed and really happy about this discovery.
What does this mean for hedgehog conservation?
So this basically means that if a hedgehog can actually live to be 16 years old, this particular individual would have contributed to the reproduction of the species for at least 15 mating seasons. So this individual would have produced a lot of offspring in his lifetime. And this is really important when you have a population that is in decline, because of course we need a lot of hoglets to be born for the population to survive. Unfortunately, you could say that the mean age of these 388 hedgehogs, it was just below 2 years. So it's only a few individuals that actually lived to become very old. And the two-year-olds, they can only participate in 1 to 2 mating seasons before they died. So this is a completely different picture. But I mean, this shows us that there's still hope for the population, because some individuals actually become very old.
Do we now know what the best conditions are for hedgehogs to survive in, or is this the next step that we need to learn more about?
At least we know that the hedgehogs are increasingly seeking habitats around human occupation. So they live in our gardens, in our residential gardens these days. They prefer the urban life to the rural life, because farming has become so intensified, so it's hard being a hedgehog in the rural areas. So they seek areas of human occupation. So the best habitats for them are, of course, gardens that are hedgehog-friendly. So this is a reminder to people to actually make sure that your garden is hedgehog-friendly, that the hedgehogs have places to stay, to build nests, that the gardens attract a lot of biodiversity so that the hedgehogs can forage and find natural food items such as slugs or insects for that matter. And then we have to be aware that some of our activities in the gardens are posing threats to hedgehogs, So this particular individual, Thorvald, who became 16 years old, he died because he was attacked by a dog that bit him. And these injuries were just infected, and he didn't receive the treatment in time to actually save him. So this is a problem. But hedgehogs are also killed every year due to garden tools, for example. Some hedgehogs drown in our swimming pools and ponds because even though they're excellent swimmers, if they can't get up again, they'll eventually drown just from pure exhaustion. And hedgehogs are also poisoned by all the different poisons we use in our gardens, you know, against slugs, for example, or against insects, or rodenticides against mice and rats. So we really have to consider that the hedgehogs are sharing habitats with us and make sure that they're safe when they're in our gardens.
Why is it important to preserve hedgehog wildlife?
Every species serves a role in the food chain. And of course, hedgehogs do that as well. And they eat insects, they scavenge, so they basically clean up in the wild. But I mean, can we spare them? Yes, we probably can. A lot of wildlife has gone extinct during the past 1,000 years, and nature is still around. But I think it's important to preserve the hedgehogs because they're just really special. First of all, everybody knows what a hedgehog looks like, and everybody loves hedgehogs. And then the hedgehog is one of the few species we can actually get very close to in the wild. So this species provides us with a very unique nature experience because we can come close to them, we can study them, we can watch them. They don't run away necessarily because they tend to completely freeze or curl up when facing danger. And compared to a bird that will fly away or a fox that runs very fast, we can actually get very close to them. And I think that's important as well. So it's more a matter of, you know, values. Do we want the hedgehogs to stay or not?
So what are the next steps for the Danish Hedgehog Project for you?
So basically, we are doing toxicological screenings right now. So all these dead hedgehogs, the ones that still had livers when they were collected for the research, they've been used for this toxicological screening. So we're basically figuring out which different compounds, chemical compounds that accumulate in the hedgehogs to see whether the hedgehogs are poisoned. So I'm really excited about this, and I hope that the results will be published within this year.
And my last, just quick question, did the name Thorvald come from yourself?
No, so this was actually the hedgehog carer who received Thorvald, and she decided to name him Thorvald because she likes the classical Danish names. So she just thought he was a Thorvald, or Thorvald in Danish.
That was Sophie Lund-Remmersen, a researcher at Oxford University's Wildlife Conservation Research Unit based in Denmark, about her discovery of the world's oldest hedgehog.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.